I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Believers share the hope and help of Christ through disaster recovery efforts in the Philippines. Details coming up. Later, a deaf ministry celebrates milestone achievements in Kenya. The tail end of Typhoon Gaimi lashes China with torrential rain and deadly mudslides. At least 22 people have died of storm-related causes since Sunday. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
Typhoon Gaimi has wreaked havoc in Taiwan, the Philippines, and now in China. We are working in the Philippines. We've had word from our team there. They have had relentless rain. It's done an incredible amount of damage, and a lot of people have had to be rescued.
Super Typhoon Gaimi swept across the Philippines last week before downgrading and heading towards Taiwan. In the Philippines' northern province, more than 18 inches of rain fell in 24 hours in some regions. Over 830 public schools postponed their back-to-school opening because of the storm. AMG supports child development centers throughout the archipelago, which provide Christian education as well as food and health care.
We actually have several schools that are affected. We know of one that's completely underwater. We're providing relief to those students and their families.
Consider helping Filipino families through AMG. We'll connect you in the full report online.
Everything we do, we use to share the gospel. As we meet these desperate needs, we are also sharing the hope in Christ. Homes, roads, crops have been destroyed, and that means hunger issues in the months to come.
Meanwhile, among the tea and cardamom estates of southern India, heavy rains caused sudden floods and landslides early Tuesday morning, sweeping away whole families. At least 158 people died, and many are still missing. It's the worst flooding Kerala state has seen in 6 years. India is in the thick of monsoon season, and the capital, New Delhi, saw massive flooding last month. Reagan Miller with Mission India explains.
You know, in India, everybody lives in such tight quarters. People live in homes that are on top of each other and just attached to each other and side by side, and the neighborhoods are so crowded that when something like this happens, it affects hundreds of thousands of people. So there's really a great need for prayer right now, and there's also a great opportunity to share the hope of Christ when people are struggling.
Mission India works with local believers across India to run children's Bible clubs and share that eternal hope. Families at one Bible club in a flood-affected area have been impacted.
All of these parents of the kids have not been able to go to work, and they're already in a really poor area. So that's been difficult to hear about as well.
Please pray for Indian families out of work due to the flooding, that they'll find support through the local church, and ask God to comfort the grieving communities in Kerala State. Read the full story at missionnews.org.
We are asking for prayers that our church planters would be able to get back to their field work quickly as they rebuild homes, rebuild roads, and all the things that have been damaged in the flooding.
And finally, Door International is hosting a celebration this month in Nairobi, Kenya, to recognize 40 years of gospel work among the deaf. Door launched in 1984, around the same time as several other deaf ministries. Rob Myers, Door's president and CEO, says,
when others ask us, why is it that really all deaf ministries have started just within the past 30, 40 years, if not more recent? One explanation that I like to give is likening it to what happened in the Reformation back in the 1500s.
A big factor in the Reformation was the invention of the Gutenberg press. The Gutenberg Bible was one of the first books printed from movable metal type. For the first time, ordinary people could easily possess a copy of God's word and read it.
The Gutenberg press allowed information to get into the hands of the people, and then it could be quickly shared with other people. For deaf communities, what we found is within the past 30 or 40 years, it's really been the advance of technology that's made deaf ministry possible in the times that we have now.
Deaf ministries have picked up steam thanks to the internet, video editing, and other tech advancements. Praise God for Door advancing the kingdom among the deaf and through deaf believers.
That technology makes God's word fully accessible to deaf people once a translation's in place.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.